You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. On Friday, the so-called federal sequester went into effect. The $85 billion in federal spending cuts became reality when an agreement could not be reached on a deficit reduction plan in Washington. Some advocates have been raising concerns about how that money is being cut, and they want some alternatives. Linda Teeter is the executive director of Michigan Citizen Action, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon. I'm glad to be with you.
As we sit here on Monday morning, these cuts went into effect Friday. I'm sure there's many people who went through the weekend and are now starting the work week and saying, well, they really haven't seen any real tangible evidence of these federal budget cuts. What would you say is going to happen down the road that will cause it to be tangible?
Well, I think today, nationally, people are going to be getting furlough notices. As we have heard, it's probably going to be about 30 days before we see some impact. Locally, I think at Western Michigan University, there's going to be, down the road, fewer work-study dollars, higher loan origination fees for Stafford loans. Research dollars could be impacted, Gordon. The air traffic control tower at Battle Creek Airport is being slated as one of those that's going to be closed. Fewer Head Start dollars. So I think we're going to begin to see those impacts fairly soon.
So what would you and some of the people from Michigan Citizen Action, and you're going to be joined later today by some officials in the Detroit area who are calling for some sort of alternative, what would you like to see done instead?
Well, I think the best quote that I have seen was from our state budget director, Mr. Nixon, who said it wasn't supposed to be this way because our legislature is in the process of appropriations and budget setting. We have continued to work with our elected officials saying that a balanced approach, Gordon, is the best way, that a balance between new revenues and spending reductions. And Senator Levin has been one who's been advocating for closing tax loopholes. And we think that there is a choice, and that Congress has the power to really break this gridlock and find that balanced approach.
Closing tax loopholes to raise the revenue, so not necessarily raising rates, but just closing tax loopholes could generate a lot of the money needed?
Well, there are two things. In January, Congress did raise the rates on people that are at about the top 0.9% of the income bracket, but also this whole idea that Senator Levin has put forward to close those tax loopholes that would make a huge difference.
Congressman Fred Upton joined us on Friday morning to talk about the sequester going into effect, and one of the things we discussed was entitlements. I want to play a little bit of what he said on Friday morning and allow you to react to it. Here is Congressman Fred Upton on entitlements.
We have 10,000 Americans turning 65 every single day, so you have growing numbers of folks that are participating in benefits from, you know, Medicare as well as Social Security. And unless these programs are reformed, at some point they really swallow up virtually all of the revenues that are collected.
Okay, that's Congressman Fred Upton from Friday. Linda Teeter of Michigan Citizen Action. Does the congressman have a point that Social Security and Medicare reform are part of the key here to balancing the budget?
Well, Gordon, those programs are not part of the sequestration, and I know that Congressman Upton knows that. So those are not part of this mix. What is part of the mix is some of the administration of those, but I understand what Congressman Upton is saying, but those are not part of what we're talking about right now.
Those were actually protected from sequestration, right? I mean, that was part
That's
of
right.
what was taken off the table here.
That's right. So what we're really talking about impact to Michigan is Head Start dollars, $13.6 million fewer, special education grants. Those are the things that we're talking about right now.
When do you think, I know we kind of discussed this at the beginning, but I want to go back to it here because there's a question that I think a lot of people are asking of, when does this begin to come home to people that they realize that there are some things here that they think are important? And we've got about 30 seconds left. Linda Teeter, when do you think, the average taxpayer out there, if there is such a thing, begins to see some effect that makes them get concerned about this, if that's going to happen?
Well, I think today, again, Gordon, that people are going to begin to get furlough notices. For school systems, I would expect that Kalamazoo Public Schools and other surrounding schools are beginning that planning right now of what are the fewer dollars they're going to receive because of this, and then who's going to begin receiving notices that their job could be in jeopardy. Some of this may also be for a Head Start, a low-income mom with a young child that would be Head Start eligible. That might be invisible to us until it's the future, Gordon, because it's that child that doesn't get to go to Head Start. So I think you're going to see it in people's homes. They're going to be thinking, okay, how do I?
Linda, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Linda Teeter is the Executive Director of Michigan Citizen Action.